Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know if you guys saw this or know this, but we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago when I was digging into the futures market for NFL win totals, which I love. To me, that's the most profitable thing, as a quick aside. But pertaining to the Jets, last I checked, which was about 7 or 8 days ago, the Jets have had the most bets in terms of volume of actual people betting on the over 5.5 wins.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the actual, but it's sustained itself from the month and a half ago when we brought it up. And the most amount of total money that has gone in the direction of the Jets going over 5.5. Now, you bet what you want, you do what you want. I'm not telling you how to spend your money, but let me just tell you this. If the Jets fall short of 5.5, I know that this is Beningo's word, it is a disaster. It is an unmitigated, unfiltered, unacceptable disaster.
Even with the...
I don't care about the schedule.
I was going to say,
I don't care about
it. So you don't care about the schedule.
Well, I do, but I think you're overrating the schedule. You want to go through it? I'm going to tell you why.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm not going to take you through every game, but the first month, right? All right, week one, the Ravens. What did the Ravens do last year? They did nothing. Well, what did they do?
Well, I mean, a lot of that, though, BT, was because... Lamar Jackson was hurt.
I understand that, but they also lost their best receiver. He's gone.
Yeah, but
and they got some running backs healthy. We could do this all day, but the Ravens are not.
But
the Ravens are not a 13-win juggernaut. Stop.
I would 30-second timeout here.
Go ahead.
There were two teams that absolutely crushed the offseason. That is free agency and the draft.
And that is the Jets and the Ravens.
The Jets and the Ravens. Mm-hmm. And the reason, we know why with the Jets, because we've been talking about the Jets, you know, forever.
Yep.
The reasons the Ravens crushed it is because they eliminated what Lamar Jackson from their game plan, at least I think this is what's happening, their game plan, we're not in Baltimore, I'm not seeing them every day, not hearing from the beat writers, but they eliminated the struggle point for Lamar Jackson, that is, God, you got to feed these downfield wide receivers, and they put a premium on now running backs, the running the ball.
Dobbins is back.
Yep. Running the ball and competent tight ends. So the Ravens offense that we've seen over the last couple of years.
Mark Andrews.
I think it's going to be more suited to what Lamar Jackson wants to do as opposed to what we think he should be doing.
I'm not, first of all, it's a world-class organization. Everybody knows that about the Ravens. I'm not saying that they're not good. But they're not on the first tier for me.
There's no wide receiver that's
you got Bateman.
You.
No. I agree. So
they
that's a winnable
Bateman.
Game.
Bateman was last year.
Yes,
last year.
This is the second year now.
Gotcha.
By the way, that game's at home, and the Jets are 6.5-point favorites, which I think is dogs, which I think is ridiculous. Week two, the Browns. Yeah. All right, Jacoby Brissett. Let's go.
Yeah.
Week three, Cincinnati. All right. I know what they did last year. I think they wildly overachieved, and I don't think they're nearly as good as some people think. That's just my opinion.
They got a good secondary.
I got you.
They got brought in Kyle Fuller, Marcus Williams.
I got you.
There's some good players.
Then they're playing the Steelers, and the Steelers have no quarterback. So everybody tells me Kyle Hamilton,
that's the guy you were talking about
from
before,
Notre Dame.
Safety.
Everybody tells
Morgan
me.
Morgan Moses, they stole from you guys.
The Jets. No, they didn't steal. They took him because we let him walk.
No, I think the Jets wanted him.
Because they wanted him for a swing role, and he wanted, yeah.
Well, and they couldn't guarantee
exactly.
that he was going to start. The Jets couldn't.
No, I know.
Because of Becton.
Oh, no, he's an effective player.
Whereas in Baltimore, they're like, dude, you're starting.
No, I love what was like Morgan Moses from his days of Washington and days of Virginia.
Yeah, that's right.
A good player. But don't tell me the first month is insurmountable. It's not. Not if you have, let me reframe it. That schedule is daunting if this was the Jets of a year ago.
Clip this, BT.
No. I'm not saying they're going to go
three. It's a cakewalk for the Jets.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not even predicting wins. All I'm saying is that they're going into every one of those games with a little more than a puncher's chance to win.
Baltimore?
Those are four-quarter games to me, man.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, who knows what the hell's going on in Cleveland?
Well, here's what's going on. Jacoby Brissett's going to play. Yeah. Let's go.
Why is, by the way...
I have no idea.
Why is Deshaun Watson starting the first preseason game?
Is it arrogance or is it ignorance? I don't know. Is it stubbornness? I don't know.
It's blatant disregard for what's right in front of everybody.
You're furthering my point. I love it. Good. Love getting the reps. Brissett, less time with the ones. That's true. Even better.
I mean...
Keep going.
The NFL...
Jets beat the Bengals last year.
But they were in the Super Bowl.
No, stop. But they beat them last year.
The Bengals were in the Super Bowl.
And the Jets beat them. Now, that was also the Mike White game. And then the Steelers with no quarterback.
Trubisky. You're not wrong.
So I'm not talking about
the first half of the season. I'm talking about after you get to game five. What did you say by the break we'll know about Zach Wilson?
That's week 10 is the bye week. After the Buffalo game.
Yeah. We got to give away tickets here. I did forget about that as well. But then you get to Green Bay, and then it's Denver.
I'll be at the Green Bay game, by the way.
That's right.
I'll be at the game. There's no way I'm going there to lose. We're going to win in Green Bay.
I don't know if I really believe that, to be honest with you. That's a noon game.
That's a noon there, 1 o'clock here. Yeah. Yes. Right. But, I mean, listen, again, schedule, Mike and Chris did this in the 90s. It's largely a fruitless endeavor.
That's a loss.
Exactly.
That's a win.
I mean, it's really a waste of time.
I got 10-2.
Yeah, exactly. I know. And I'm not even doing that. But I'm just saying that if the Jets offseason was as good as we make it out to be, don't tell me you can't win a couple of the first four games. Don't want to hear it.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.